Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Billy Egler from Willie's Carbon Dino. Then we'll speak with the Executive Director of Women in Motorsports North America, Cindy Sisson. And we'll have a conversation with the Director of Sales and Marketing at Profabrication, Andrew Garris. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Ohio at Painesville. MJ Reed got that one. Down in Georgia at Swainsboro, Jeremy Steele won the race and was crowned Crate Racing USA Dirt Late Model Champion. Trent Ivey also grabbing the checkers in the 602s down there. Southern National Motorsports Park in North Carolina to Doug Barnes Jr. on their Thanksgiving Classic. Cherokee Speedway in South Carolina. Newman Presnell and Cody Keith with big wins. Thomas Bean and Lee Tissot splitting the victories at Newport, Tennessee. Berrien County in Florida, Tyler Landis and Colby Jackson getting the big awards. Out in California, at Ventura, Corey Day and Dason Pursley winning the race. Cannon McIntosh crowned USAC National Midget Champion. And in California, how about this one? The Chowchilla Barn Burner. Dominic Gordon got that one. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Billy Egler from Willie's Carbon Dino, Mount Carmel, Illinois. And you guys have had some weather over the last week or so up there. You still pumping those carbs out and getting the dinos roaring when you need to?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We've got them going every week and getting those carburetors out to the customers and getting carburetors rebuilt. And you know, just a busy time of year right now, especially. I mean, we're just like the elves at the North Pole.
The elves at the North Pole. And one of those really special friends of ours, the elf himself for Willie's Carbon Dino, Billy Egler on the ProFabrication.com hotline. High performance carburetors for racing engines made right there in Mount Carmel, Illinois, Willie's Carbon Dino. And this time of the year, you know, you got the Dome, you got Snowball Derby this coming weekend, but there's less racing going on, more guys working in tight spaces, trying to get their car going with dynos and things like that. How about safety? What do you tell them as they're getting ready to do some of this off-season stuff?
It's important to be safety conscious all year round, but, you know, when you're working over the winter and you've got a heat source running that normally wouldn't be running during race season, it's really important to keep your fumes in check. And, you know, and before the off season, it's always a good idea to drain your fuel cells and your carburetors, especially, keep the fumes out, keep the liquid, in good form. And, you know, leaving fuel in a car over the winter, especially if it's not a climate controlled 24-hour building, you're going to have issues when you go to fire up for the first of the season.
You guys will have carbs sent back to you at this time of the year. Is that this the busy time for that, so they can get them kind of dialed up and set to go for next year?
It's starting to get busy. This is the premier time. We do rebuilds all season long. I did a count, matter of fact, just last Thursday before we closed up, and we've already had 900 come in for this year. So I mean, we're busy all the time, but definitely the time to get them in and get them rebuilt. Don't wait until March or whenever your race season is going to start and expect them to have them, you know, in a week.
Willie's Carbon Dino, Mount Carmel, Illinois. Billy Egler on the ProFabrication.com hotline chatting with us about all things Carbon Dino. And speaking to ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with them, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. And a fuel you were chatting about, you've got a new fuel vent system that helps with safety now?
We do. Something that was created here just over the past couple of months. We've done testing with it, and everything is performing the way it should. It's actually relocating the fuel cell vent. Most of the time when you look at a fuel cell, your vent is located in the top plate. Our vent is moved up above the liquid And we have a rollover device built into your filler neck, which is where the vent actually is. And we also have one built into the return line. So this plate system comes with a, I believe it's a 16 AN line, rubber line that comes off and goes to a filter that'll be mounted on the bottom side of the deck for the breather. But it'll give you rollover protection if you go upside down, so fuel won't be coming out of your fuel cell, but it'll also vent your fuel cell correctly, which is one thing that we found has been an issue not only for the Super Bowls, but for conventional carburetors too. A lot of times they don't vent the way they need to.
Venting, got to get that air and fuel mixture just right. And I don't know anybody that doesn't know any better than Willie's Carbon Dyno from Mount Carmel, Illinois. Billy Egler, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. And I know a lot of folks heard you say Super Bowl, and we're getting close to it for those guys that throw the pigskin. But for those that put the foot down and such, Super Bowl's been, you know, elite at what Willie's Carbon Dyno have done. And now you've got a new twin blade thing going on. What's new there from Willie's?
Yeah, we've taken an old design. There was a twin blade carburetor that Holly actually made back in, I believe it was the 50s or 60s. We've teamed up with Mike Laws, who refined that design, and we've actually started making our equalizer carburetor on a twin blade body. We're the only ones with the rights to that carburetor for the circle track world. And man, it is crazy the amount of power and torque and drivability those things create.
Safety, innovation, all the things that you want, and Mount Carmel, Illinois certainly got a headquarters for it. Willie's Carbon Dyno, a place to go for high-performance carburetors for racing engines. And we're chatting with Billy Egler on the profabrication.com hotline. Billy, if they want to get in touch with you or Willie or anybody there, where can they follow you? Where can they look it up on the internet?
We're on Facebook, naturally. Check us out there, Willie's Carbon Dyno. We're on X, the same name, Willie's Carbon Dyno, Instagram. We're everywhere. Or check out our website, Willie's Carb and, I'm sorry, Willie's Carbs with an S and Dyno. Scratch that. It's Willie'sCarbs.com. You could also call a shop. We're open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. Central Time till 4:45 p.m. Central Time at area code 618-262-8021.
Billy Egler, Willie's Carbs and Dyno. Check him out online, on phone, or wherever you search him out. You'll be finding a whole lot of horsepower. Billy, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
A
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the executive director at Women in Motorsports North America, Cindy Sisson. Hey, Cindy, welcome to the show. Before we even get started, I know we got old times, we could talk about all kinds of great stuff, but let's let folks know what Women in Motorsports North America is all about.
Well, thank you, Lenny. And I have to laugh. Pizza and hamburgers at the beginning of the call.
Oh, yeah. We make you hungry.
God, you're making me really hungry. Yeah. Thank you so much. So Women in Motorsports North America was founded in April of 2022. We're a non-for-profit and we are focused on advancing, connecting, enabling all careers for women in motorsports. We are founded by Lynn St. James and Beth Peretta. And we have just knocked it out of the park, and we're very excited about what the future holds for women in motorsports.
Oh, and she ain't kidding. They really have knocked it out of the park, growing and growing. And with executive director at Women in Motorsports North America, our guest of the ProFab Hotline, Cindy Sisson, at the helm, it's just going to get better and better. And to chat about some of the old times, you know, for our listeners from back in the Gatorade days when she was, you know, in charge of their motorsports program, the LPGA, even back at the 84 LA Olympics, the Roush Racing, Peterson Automotive Museum, Fox Sports. Cindy, you've done it all, and you got a lot of great connections. How have you brought some of these connections into Women in Motorsports North America now to help grow it and make it even more prosperous?
No, that's so sweet. Well, first of all, one of my favorite stories to tell is I am a voracious collector of business cards. So the way I keep organized, I've wallpapered over 4,000 in my bathroom, and everybody above the toilet, I really like. And those below, well, that's another story, right? You know, my nickname in the sport is Super Connector, and I feel honored to have that. I was just on a phone call with a young lady that said she needed to get connected with somebody in Formula One. I'm like, well, who do you need? And she said the name. I said, here's her number. You know, so it's one of the blessings that I think the good Lord has given me is the ability to keep up, keep track, and connect people with my voracious bathroom wall, let's just say, honey.
Well, hopefully I'm somewhere right at the Mendoza line, at least, and maybe on the good side of it there in your bathroom. Executive Director at Women in Motorsports North America, Cindy Sisson, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, you got big doings going on next weekend up in Indianapolis, the PRI show. Amanda Dusick going to host something for you all. What's going on up there at PRI?
It's our fifth annual Women with Drive Summit driven by Mobile One, which was started 5 years ago by a call from Matt Cruz, who had started the Music City Grand Prix right at the end of COVID. He said, I'm Cindy. Cindy, think big. Nobody does anything for women in motorsports. And so I thought about it for a minute. And 30 years ago, the golf industry was suffering a lot like the motorsports or automotive industry, that women were just not really being correctly spoken to. So 30 years ago, when I was with the LPGA, I raised my hand and I created a summit to teach the economic value of the woman golfer. I had just about every CEO from every golf company around the world. And after three summits, it really helped grow the golf industry and the way they market it to women. So I took out my American Express credit card, plopped it on a honky-tonk bar on Main Street in Nashville, hoped a couple of folks would show up, and we sold out. We had 110 people. We thought, golly, we might be onto something. So the next year, I get a call from Jessica Fickinger, our dear friend, and Marcus Smith, and they said, we love what you're doing. Why don't you host one here in Charlotte? We did. We had 350 people. Then Julie Giese from Arizona Championship Weekend said, well, we want to host the next one. And we had 420 people show up. Then I get a call from Mike Spagnolia, the head of SEMA, Jim Lau from PRI, and said, you know, wouldn't it make sense if you guys moved this to Indy? You've got a built-in convention center. You've got a built-in hotel program. And we said, okay. So last year we did it at the right before PRI, which it is again this year. We had 620 people.
Awesome.
And so as of today, we have 557 people signed up. And this day last year, we had 469. My point of sharing that, Lenny, is I've got to teach the industry, please do not wait to the last minute. But I know I'm going to get to 621. My goal was 700. But if I get to 621, one over what I did last year, what we did last year, I will be happy as a clam. We have 75 speakers. We have 60 partners. And one of my passions, Lenny, is the college kids. Last year, we had 51 students representing 28 universities. This year, we're tracking over 70 students. And we have two really great programs that are going to provide scholarship for students this year.
Well, Women in Motorsports North America, as I said earlier, couldn't have a better executive director than the guest we have on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Longtime motorsports person, Cindy Sisson, and just you can hear the energy. Women with Drive, the event coming to the Performance Racing Industry Trade Show in Indianapolis next week. You got to get there, got to listen and learn, and Amanda Busick to host it, going to be a great thing. And we're proud to have the WIMNA Executive Director, Cindy Sisson, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Check her out on social media. Get to the Women with Drive event at PRI. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
There's more at the track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, a guy that definitely knows all about the world of profabrication and the brand new Gasco gaskets, the director of sales and marketing for Profabrication, Andy Garrison. Andy, Kyle Larson winning the NASCAR Cup Series, the World of Outlaws late models, Bobby Pierce Jr., Landon Lewis, the Car Tour, IndyCar, Alex Palou, and Crate Racing USA, Jeremy Steele, all Profabrication headers, exhaust, from the biggest stars to, you know, grassroots racing. What's it like with Jeremy Steele in that kind of elite five there that we just read about? His team's been a longtime member of Profabrication's work.
Yeah, for sure. No, Jeremy's definitely been a huge asset for us in the crate world. He's actually, took a car and we did a bunch of dyno testing earlier this year when we kind of thought maybe we would find something to change a little bit, wound up not being any better than what we had, but the willingness to help and want to learn was definitely huge in that market.
Wow. Jeremy Steele, congratulations on one of the Profabrication drivers taking the Crate Racing USA Championship, along with Larson, Pierce Jr., Lewis, Palou, and others. Profabrication, it equals wins and championships. And Andy Garris, our sales and marketing director for Profabrication, on the profabrication.com hotline. I'm seeing shirts now that say Profab Factory Team. This sounds like something pretty cool. What's going on there?
Yeah, so, it was started off as a couple bandoleros, I guess, and now we have a legend car team as well, all ran out of here. We have, the two Lawson kids running bandos. We have Chad Canals' kid, Kip Canals, and then Steve Sousley, which is our owner president, his kid Gideon, all running, the bandoleros and legend car stuff. So that kind of expanded. So we actually started the Profab Factory Team brand, and it's been good and seems to continue to grow. Maybe I get myself into more than I should.
Profab Factory Team taking up every bit of extra time for sales and marketing director for Profabrication, Andy Garris, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. And speaking of Profabrication, as we love to do, Profabrication headers, exhausts, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets available at profabrication.com. So got to ask you, what are Profabrication Gasco gaskets? I've seen them. They look really cool. How did the innovation and the expertise from Profabrication go into making gaskets now?
Yeah, so we started off, I think it was last year, just started off with the copper gaskets. That was kind of the low-hanging fruit. It was easy to start manufacturing with us having the flange designs. We had them laser cut out. That deal went really, really well. It fits our flange perfectly. It continued to grow, continued to sell gaskets and have that, to offer that to the customer where they could buy everything at one place and didn't have to go buy gaskets from somewhere else. And then we just recently started making the MLS gaskets, which that's pretty exciting. We've always felt like that is the best gasket on the market. And so we wanted to expand into that world. So we have the 604 gaskets currently with MLS, and we also have like the Clements 13 10 degree wide bore exhaust gaskets as well, and then we'll actually have several more designs coming out probably right after the first of the year, so that's pretty exciting to continue to grow that brand.
Always innovating, always with engineering expertise, the crew at Profabrication and now Gasco Gaskets, always looking to improve the performance for their customers. And we're chatting with sales and marketing director for Profabrication, Andy Garris, on the profabrication.com hotline. People know the dirt and pavement super late model headers, but you kind of got some attention going over to midget headers now. What's happening there with headers for, the guys in the Power Eye and USAC kind of world?
Yeah, sir. We've had a Stanton SR11X header for a while in Inconel and titanium and stainless. We never really did much with it. We have Alex Bowman and Leary and all them have ran it at the Chili Bowl. We just kind of left it where it was at. And then we had another driver reach out to us about some Toyota headers. So we actually did a lot of, you know, development work there, a lot of phone calls, a lot of engineers later, and we finally have a header designed for that. It's also available in a, you know, lightweight stainless and titanium, which that header is crazy light. So that's really good for Chili Bowl and other races as well. So that header is definitely going to be the new hit. So we do have a couple sets in stock. So and actually you'll be able to see them at the Chili Bowl. So that's exciting. I'm sure that'll be announced soon, hopefully, with a driver. I would say probably has a pretty good chance of winning it.
I would think so if it's the one I'm thinking of. Titanium midget headers, somewhere around 8 pounds from what I've read. Profabrication headers at exhaust, doing it and doing it well all the time. On the line, Andy Garris, the sales and marketing director of Profabrication and Gasco Gaskets, chatting with us about all the innovation and engineering that goes in and making all of these things, laser welding, so many other things there. I mean, your shop has always got, you know, new and cool things going on. You're looking towards 26 to keep this up.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, everything continues to evolve, whether that's, you know, 3D scanning and, you know, all of our CAD work obviously continues to evolve and scanning chassis to be able to design headers. And now with all the laser welding has come a long way. We actually have a cobot now that's also going to be a laser welder. We're actually putting that together now. So, you know, innovation never stops, and we're just trying to keep up with it.
And keeping up with it is what the competition can barely dream of. Profabrication headers and exhaust and Gasco gaskets. And Andy Garris chatting with us on the Profab Hotline. Where can folks find you on the internet so they can keep up with all of what you just said?
Yeah, so obviously you can visit our website, profabrication.com. You can always order online. We do have free shipping over $500. And then you could also, all of our social media, whether that's the Profab Factory Team, Gasco, Profab, all of them have Facebook, Instagram, everything. So you can follow along there as well.
Appreciate you, Andy, from profabrication.com. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Now, this weekend, weather may be getting a lot of folks out there, but it's time to hook up Flow Racing TV and watch. Whether you like the outdoors, well, you could watch the Snowball Derby from Florida, or indoors, you could watch the Dome from St. Louis. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.